يا وعلى الأرواح التي خلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون نظام بقضائه وتسليما لأمره Oh my Lord, that day has come. That day has come, oh Lord. All alone, قد بتر الموتون. السلام عليك يا طار الله وابن طاره. قد بتر الموتون. Oh my Lord, the day has come. While you stand in the battlefield of Karbala, you look around, there's bodies. you look around, there are bodies with arrows in their chest. You look at the bodies that have wounds of swords. They have wounds of arrows, they have wounds of spears. You hear a flying in the ear of the heart. Wind of Karbala, your dress is bloodied with the blood of Ali Akbar. Your dress is bloodied with the blood of Hasan Qasim. Your face shows the blood of Ali Asghar. Oh my Lord. You come into the tent of your son. What was that sight? Imam Sidra looks at his father. Baba, what has happened? What has happened? Why are you in this state, Baba? Where is Abbas? Where is Abbas? Where is Ali Akbar? Whose blood is this on your beard? My son, I have... There is no one left. There is no one left. As Imam Sajjad hears that, he grabs on his sword, he tries to get up from his bed. Oh, my son, I want to tell you a few things. This is the last will of your father. My son, when you go back, when you go back, when you meet those people who follow our path, I want you to tell them that there were moments I really remembered you. Oh my Lord, you remembered your followers. We were not born yet. We were not born yet, you remembered us. an honor, my lord. Where are we that you should remember us? He says, tell them, give them my salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. He said, I remembered you so much when I had the bloodied body of Ali Asghar in my hands. And tell them when they drink water to remember me. He goes to the tent to be busy, and the daughters of prophets are waiting for him. The daughters of prophets are waiting for him. They have lost their trust that they would not be made prisoners when Hazrat Abbas was martyred. Imam Hussein enters that time does not give it. Everybody has to go from this earth. Time waits for no man. Bibi Zainab hears that, says, my brother, it seems as if you are telling us about your death. As if you are sure you're going to die. She says that when our father passed away, I gave my heart to my brothers Hassan and Hussein. You were the center of my life. You were the apple of my eye. And when my brother Hassan was martyred, my heart was yours. What will I do after you? As if you are saying you're going to die, what will I do after you? Imam Hussein asked Bibi Zainab, get me some old clothes. My brother, old clothes? Yes, I want to wear them. And then he tears those clothes. Why are you tearing those clothes, my brother? I'm tearing them, my sister, so that nobody looks upon them that they would want to steal something which is broken. But my lord, what happened after you were martyred? What happened to those clothes? Here comes Bibi Zainab, says, sister, give me your arms. Give me your arms. Imam Hussein kisses the arm of Bibi Zainab. Bibi Zainab says, why are you doing this? He said that I remember the last will of my mother. Bibi Zainab says, bring your neck then. Because my mother told me something too. And this cannot be more, there cannot be more difficult time than this. She said, when you are in the most difficult time, bring your neck. Bibi Zainab kisses the neck of Imam Hussein. He goes out of the tent. Zujana is waiting for him. He looks on his right, he looks on his left. The reason he did that every time somebody went to the battlefield, Imam Hussein was there to help them ride their horse, to see them off. Imam Hussein is looking right and left, there is nobody there. Bibi Zainab sees that Hussein is feeling alone. Bibi Zainab comes, go, my brother, go. I'll hold Zujana, you go. Imam Hussein, Charles don't want to go. Doesn't want to go anywhere. Doesn't want to go anywhere. Go, my loyal servant. This is the last time I'm asking you something. I will not ask you anything afterwards. Go, my loyal servant. Zuljanah looks down, he's crying, looks down. Imam Hussein looks down. What he sees is Bibi Sakina holding the leg of Zuljanah, saying, don't take my father. Whoever has gone has not come back. Don't take my father. Imam Hussein comes down from Zuljanah. My daughter. There are two narrations. It says that one, Imam Hussein held Bibi Sakina in his arms. The other is that he lied on the sand of Karbala. And he told Bibi Sakina to lie down on his chest. He was trying to comfort her daughter, who was going to become a prisoner whose face would be slapped. The enemies say that in throughout the whole day, we did not hear Hussein cry that loudly. My daughter, if I do not go, the religion of your grandfather will not remain. Thank you, Bibi Sakina. We are in your debt, my little princess. We are in your debt. You gave permission to your father to save the religion that today we have. We are in your debt. As Imam Hussein goes towards the battlefield, people are reminded that he is the son of Ali. They try their very best. They cannot come in front of him. Imam Hussein's face is lighting up with a nur that nobody could imagine, that this is the father who's lost everything. This is the father who's lost everything. He's lost all his friends. All day he has been lifting bodies and his face is lit up. His face is lit up. He goes back to the tents and he lets them know that I'm still alive. He does that three times. Bibi, there is one Bibi who's looking on a little hill. That is the sister of Imam Hussein. Bibi Zainab is looking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, come back to me. Come back to me, O contented soul. I have become pleased with you, and you are pleased with me. Come to my heaven. What is this heaven? Imam Hussein is soon going to go and take the drink from the house of Qawsar. Grandfather is waiting. Bibi Fatima is waiting. Imam Ali is waiting. Hazrat Ali Asghar is waiting. A person by the name of Ali Akbar Qasri, he used to recite Nohas and Marsiyas. One day he says that I got out of the masjid, there was a little girl She said to me, "Oh, Ali Akbar Kaustari, can you come and recite the majlis for us kids?" Ali Akbar Kaustari said, "I am very busy, I cannot come." The little girl said, "Do we not have hearts?" Ali Akbar Kaustari, when he heard that, he follows the little girl so her heart is not broken. He comes to a little place with his 3 or 4 kids sitting there. He reads a small majlis, and after majlis is over, he gives salam to Imam Hussein. He's about to leave. The little daughter, little girl, says, "You cannot leave without niyaz." She brings a little cup of tea. Ali Akbar drinks it. It was cold. He lets it on the floor. He goes and he recites majlises all day, Isha Maghriba. Afterwards, he comes home. He goes to sleep. In his dream, he sees Bibi Fatima Zahra. Bibi says, "Ali Akbar Kaustari, today all of your majlises are not accepted." She says, "All of your majlis is not accepted because you read them for people. Other than one majlis, I will accept." And that was the majlis you read for those little kids. You didn't want anything in return. Ali Akbar Kaustari says, "Bibi, forgive me." Bibi Fatima says, "I have a complaint. I have a complaint against you." Ali Akbar Kaustari says, "What did I do?" Bibi Fatima says, "And that chai that you did not drink was the chai that I had made for you." My brothers and sisters, we have enough information that says that Bibi Fatima comes to the majlis of her son. She listens to the masahib of Imam Hussein. Maybe Bibi Fatima will come if we are sincere. If we are sincere, if these tears are sincerity from the bottom of our heart, Bibi Fatima will be here. Bibi Fatima is watching. Her son is all alone. There are thousands of enemies, and there are thousands of swords, there are thousands of spears. And anyone who didn't have anything, they threw stones at my Mawla. Can you imagine being thirsty for 3 days, having to lift the bodies, being tired and weak, and being attacked from all different places? Some stone will come hit my Mawla's face. Some will hit his body. And there were arrows that came into the chest of my Mawla. And there were arrows that came on the body of my Mawla. They said that Imam Hussein's body did not have a place where there was not a wound. Oh. All of these arrows are coming like rain. There is only one target, that is Hussein. All of these arrows go on the body of Mere Mawla. Imam Hussein falls from Zuljinnah. As he falls from Zuljinnah, he's not either in air nor on earth. The people said, "Is Hussein dead? Is he gone? Who's going to cut the neck of Hussein?" Who's going to cut the neck of Hussein? A person comes forward. In the eyes of Imam Hussein, sees a picture of the Prophet. He gets scared, goes away. Another comes, is afraid if Imam Hussein is alive or not. They say, if you want to find out if Imam Hussein is alive or not, have the horses go towards the camp. If you can hold to your heart, listen to this. You know, when you put your cheek on the sijdaga, do you know why you do that? You know, when you put your cheek on the sijdaga, why you do that? Because Imam Hussein wanted to see the camp. He couldn't lift his neck. There was tears all over his body. With his hands, he made a small heap of sand. He put his forehead on it and started looking towards the camp. The next time you put your cheek on the sijdaga, remember Imam Hussein. My sister should remember he was concerned about the daughters of the Prophet's hijab. He was concerned for Sakina. Here comes Shimmer. He has a knife in his hand. The mother of Hussein, Bibi Fatima, is watching. Hi, 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 hi. Oh, my mother, if your son falls down, what happens to your heart? Here is the mother of Hussein watching this person with a knife in his hand, and his son, her son is lying. What would have happened to the heart of Bibi Fatima? As-salamu alayki ya bint Rasulullah ya Sayyidat al-Nisa' al-Alamin. This knife Shimmer is holding is a dull knife. Imam Sajjad used to ask people when they were going to sacrifice the animals, when they used to cut the neck of the animal, he used to ask, did you give water to this animal? Is your knife sharp? Here lies the grandson of the Prophet thirsty for 3 days. There's no water. There's no water. There is no water. The knife is dull. This knife goes up in the air. Bibi Zainab is watching. It comes down. It goes up. Bibi Zainab is watching. What does Bibi Zainab see? That this knife keeps going up and down, up and down. And all of a sudden she sees in the hands of Shimr. Inna lillahi. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Accepting our prayers. We don't want to leave from this place without having us forgiven. My Lord, this burden that we are carrying to hear these Messiah is not a small burden. My Lord, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. That Imam of Tang, wherever you happens to be, my mothers and sisters are crying with you. If you were to look, you will see little children having tears in their eyes. My brothers are crying with you. My elders are crying with you. You're not alone. You're not alone. You're not alone. We're with you. May Allah curse the enemies. Father, may have the lowest levels of hell.